Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here it is. Getting a little cooler. It's getting a little darker. It's getting a little hungrier now. Because we're coming into the holiday seasons. We're coming into Thanksgiving, which is going to be this Thursday. Thank you all for taking time out. This Sunday, I have one of my great co-host on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about what can we do when we're going shopping this particular week for your family that you can do something for someone else's. Ladies and gentlemen, we have talk about politics all the time. We talk about community involvement all the time. We're talking about now family. We're talking about the holiday season. We're talking about Thanksgiving, which is going to be this Thursday. We have this individual who is a CEO. He won't tell you anything about what he does, you know, behind the scenes. But this is something that you all can do when you go and start shopping. I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about buy two cans and one can for someone else's family. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about Give Hunger the Boot, CEO, and also of Gwinnett. I have to let him tell you about it, but it's a food court that is, you know, around the Southeast. It's all about Gwinnett. This is my partner, Mr. Dave Emanuel. Welcome to the show. Let me see if I can get you on. Mr. David Mayo.
Thank you, Tom. How are you tonight? I'm here.
I'm doing pretty well. Let me just say this for you and for most of you all. We've had the last month or two, we're talking a little bit more political about all about Gwinnett. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yes, we had Election Day on November 3rd, and even though there was not a lot on the state or federal ballot, we had municipal elections throughout Georgia. And specifically in Gwinnett County, a number of cities had contested elections, and it was a good area of interest because there were some, let's say, interesting approaches taken by some people. And fortunately, all of that's behind us, and we're moving forward. So it's now time to refocus our attention and look at some of the other aspects of life in Gwinnett County.
Well, now, Dave, here's what I'm getting to. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Emanuel, Mr. Gwinnett. He won't allow you to say that refer to him as that. But you are dealing with something that perhaps, and this is a challenge that we can do right now, Dave, to our friends and families who are getting ready to go that make their last approach to the, you know, grocery stores for this Thanksgiving, is how can they do something for their family and do something for another family who are trying to get up on their feet? And can you talk a little bit about you, your involvement, why did you get started with it as far as Give Hunger the Boot, and what can I do? What can my sister do? What can my neighbor do when they're going tonight, going tomorrow to purchase cans of green beans or whatever about Give Hunger the Boot?
I think the first thing we can do is keep it in our thoughts, because Gwinnett County is a relatively prosperous county, and a lot of people don't realize that the person next door may be struggling. And a lot of cases, people think about people in need of assistance as being flat broke, dead on their back, or homeless. And there's certainly a lot of that in the area. But there are a lot of people who are just trying to make ends meet. They may have gotten laid off from their job, or they have a new job, but they are underpaid, not getting anywhere near the compensation that they got beforehand. So they're struggling to make ends meet, and they can either make their house payment, make their gas or electric payment, or buy food. And that's a tough place to be, because obviously you have to do both. One of the things that I found interesting is that we have throughout the state, and I imagine throughout the nation, cooperatives that supply food. They're called food co-ops, food pantries, and their mission is to supply food to people in need. And typically, a food co-op works in a specific zip code area. We've aligned Give Hunger the Boot with the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op, which handles Snellville, Loganville, and Grayson. And those zip codes are 30078, 30039, 30017, and 30052. The 30052 is only on the Gwinnett County side. And there are other food co-ops that handle areas outside of these particular zip codes. So if you're somewhere up in Lawrenceville or Decatur or anywhere else throughout the state, just take a little bit of research to find out the name of the co-op that is helping people in your area. And to me, it's a little bit more rewarding to work with some of these co-ops because it's helping people locally. You're not sending your money or your donation off to who knows where to help somebody who may or may not be legitimate. And you're not paying tremendous overhead where you give a dollar and 50 or 60% of it is used to compensate the people who are on staff making sometimes really, really big salaries. The salaries at the food co-ops tend to be relatively small, and they get maximum use out of the donations. And obviously, if it's a food donation, whatever comes in goes right out to somebody in need. So I think...
Let me ask you this, Dave. Those individuals, you obviously, you say that you can go. Is there a website? I mean, I know that you have yours, Give Hung the Boot. So if you're in Snellville City, is that the website that they go to, or should they go to the Southeast Co-op?
The best thing to do would be to go to the Southeast. It's a Southeast Gwinnett Co-op, and you can go and make a donation there because we don't accept donations. The Give Hunger the Boot program is designed to raise awareness and to raise donations. And all the donations go directly to the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op.
So and can you give that? So you go to www?
Yes.
Southeast Co-op. And if you don't have that.
Yeah, let me get this, the formal name.
While you're looking for that, I have an individual who I think is coming on, just going to give you a little heads up, 770-668. Is this Mr. Larry DeVille?
Yes, sir. How you doing there, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fine. Now, as we all follow and we fit in. Dave Emanuel, he has been working endlessly. He's been reelected as the city councilman of Snellville. He's also CEO of Give Hunger the Boot. Larry, while he is looking for this website information, and as we're coming into the holiday season, as you're working in your community, you know, scope of things, be more positive, what do you think about this young man who is trying to work on a food bank for families who might need to have a little something to give thanks to on Thanksgiving Day? Larry.
Yes, sir. I think it's awesome. I mean, it's definitely needed. I run into a lot of families like that, and not having food, especially during the holidays, contribute to a whole bunch of other things that we may not even think to imagine. I deal with kids who are having difficult issues in school, and a lot of times it stems from the home, and that's a factor,
Okay.
I didn't hear a lot of the conversation.
Let me, while we're, have a brief pause. The website is segwinnettcoop.org. That's SEGWINNETTCOOP.org. And if you're outside the area, if you just Google co-op or food bank, you will come up with a whole list. I just put in, and I've got the Lawrenceville co-op that came up, and a whole variety of them. And Google being what it is, it will bring up the co-ops in your area. So if you're if you're somewhere outside of the Snellville, Loganville, Grayson area, and you want to contribute, you can just Google that co-op or food bank, and the name and location of the local food co-op should come up, and you can contact them and donate directly to them.
Yeah, I'm a big supporter of the Lilburn co-op with Kate Whitaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and all areas have them, and it's unfortunate because the need is everywhere. And
absolutely.
I thought it was interesting that things seem to have actually gotten worse since the economy has somewhat recovered. In 2013, I believe the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op had 187 families who were coming to them for help. In 2014, that number grew to 300, and I think in 2015, it's probably in the 500 to 600 range. And certainly,
well, Dave, can you tell Larry about the thing is that this is not getting on the bandwagon and just staying on the bandwagon for a while. Can you tell Larry and those who are listening in, we all fall down, you know, and if you don't fall down, you're not human. It's how many times you get up to really put on my epitaph. You know, here lies the man who fell down 1,000 times, got up 99 times, didn't make it out the hole the 1,000 times, but he kept getting up. But can you tell Larry a little bit about the individual family that, you know, you got when he and his family, his wife, lost the job, but he was just, this is like a bridge financing. And once he got a job, he turned around and gave back. This is Thanksgiving story right here. Dave,
this is not somewhat unique, but it's not a one of a kind story because a lot of people are in the situation. There was a family who had some problems, went to the co-op, and was getting assistance from the co-op, and the husband in the family got a job, got back on his feet, and when they got themselves stabilized, he gave the co-op a $2,000 donation. And that's one of the most appealing aspects of the co-op is that it doesn't build a dependency lifestyle. It provides a bridge. And it provides a bridge from dependency to independence, and you don't just go to the co-op and say, I need help, and you get help. You have to fill out some information. They have to be assured that you are actually in need and that you're not just someone who's out there gaming the system. And that's the problem I have with a lot of the federal programs is that they really feed on themselves. And a lot of times they'll put people on some kind of an assistance program because once you qualify for one, you can qualify for others. And these are people who are either too lazy to go get a job or just figured, why bother? I can get all this stuff free. So why bother going out and supporting myself? And that's really difficult to do if you're getting help from a co-op because it's a limited time frame and you have to provide them with information that shows that you are truly in need of assistance. And they do, aside from food, they have some capability to help with the gas bill and the electric bill, especially during the winter months when no gas means no heat. So they provide assistance on a wide range, and they're expanding their capabilities. They're now doing assistance with resumes, helping people find jobs, helping people get the training they need if if they need to get trained for a new occupation. So again, it's a variety of efforts to create a bridge from dependency to independence. And I think that's what we all want. And I think you can look at a number of people who are on some kind of a free giveaway program. And I think at their core, they're not real happy with themselves, because you can go out and brag to your friends about all the stuff you got free, but deep down inside, you know that you're really a drag on society. And and I think, you know, I think there's a lot of satisfaction that comes from having a job, doing it well, and just the satisfaction looking around saying, there was a problem and I fixed it, or there was something that needed to be done and I got it done. And I think people really lack a lot of that aspect if they just think they're going to game the system and sit there and live off of money that other people make. And I think it goes back to self-esteem, because again, you can play it any way you want, but deep down inside, you know that you're living off of somebody else, and that can't help your self-esteem very much.
Now, here is Dave, Larry DeVille, what do you what kind of come off of that conversation right there with Dave Emanuel and the challenge that you and I wake up every morning with? Isn't that something, Larry? It's a bridge financing, isn't it, right?
Say that again?
I said it's a bridge financing, isn't that right, Larry?
I know, absolutely. I mean, there's no other way to look at it, you know. And I'm just glad to see that things are changing, you know, and people out here making some things happen. You know, it's about time, man. Our community, you know, is really in need, and we're not where we can help, you know. And I think a lot of people want to help, but when people like David Main step up like that, I think that's going to be the spark plug that's going to help, you know, take things to the next level.
And that's what we need. I think we just need people to be focused on it. And I think the other aspect of it is, from the donation side, just knowing that your involvement does something positive. Because you look at a variety of these other programs, and everybody has a little bit different take on it. But you look at some people and they say, why are we helping all these people in foreign countries and not helping our own citizens here? Why are we helping people who come to this country looking for a free ride when we neglect our veterans? And I think it's really time to take a good hard look, not saying that we need to be callous to the needs of other people, but I think we need to take care of our own people first. Because nothing will make things better for everybody than if we got this country 100% healthy. Because
you know,
I think, go ahead.
No, you're so on point, and it reminds me of being on an airplane, and you know how they tell you to put the mask over your face first, you know, the oxygen over your face first before you can, you know, try to help somebody else. I think that's kind of what you're saying in a bigger picture.
Sure, because if you're passed out cold, you're not helping anybody. it's the same situation.
Larry, I forgot to tell you that he is my brother man. And you think I'm a bad man. This is a man, but listen, he steps out and every Sunday at 6:30, for those who are listening, and he's challenging, he's doing things. You know, there are some things that people kind of say some stuff, you know, and those who want to argue about who's in office, they hadn't voted. Guess what? He is a new reelected Snellville city councilman. And he has been so busy the last freaking 2 months or 6 months. Isn't that right, Dave? But he is.
It seems like 10 years.
This is as we come around to Thanksgiving. You know, corner of, you know, then you're going to Kroger's, you're going this and that. If you want to donate some, you know, guess what? When you're shopping, buy three cans, buy two cans for your family, and buy a can for someone else. Buy, you know, a turkey, two turkeys, one turkey for someone else. Do whatever you can, or if you, you know, that's too much to carry as far as your groceries are concerned, why don't you contact, like Dave Rangel said, you know, go on your line and donate XYZ amount of money for them to get that turkey and those cans of food to someone else. And moreover, knowing that your money, all your money is going to feed someone else. And it's the criminal sense of the kids who weren't asked to be born into a, you know, with a gold spoon in the mouth or in a ghetto or homeless. They are here and they're here. And it's not their fault.
Yeah.
Give them the opportunity. David Manuel is doing this. Larry DeVille is doing something. Larry, can you say just a little something about your boys, you know, be more positive.
Yeah.
And he's in Gwinnett County, Dave. And this is why he's on your show today, is to tell these young boys who are out there when they have a week off or school to do something around the neighborhood. Go check on the elderly people in the neighborhood, see if they need anything. Isn't that right, Larry? Can you tell us a little something about that?
Well, our actual program is in the schools, but it's like we started out in Snellville, by the way, Dave, back in 2005. In fact, December 17th, we were in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and there was a family from Snellville that was talking about our program. It was a mother who lived in Snellville who lost her 17-year-old to a murder who was involved in gangs, and then she had a 15-year-old that she was on the verge of losing, and she called us to be more positive and said, can we help him? And we found out that a lot of his problems stemmed from the school. You know, well, a lot of his problem happened, and he was in school. And so we set up a program to go into the school. We were in Snellville Middle at one point, and we would do weekly mentoring. And then it catapulted from there. We went to Shiloh Middle, and we had 80 kids that we would see every Monday at Shiloh Middle. All of these kids were on the verge of getting kicked out of school, according to the school records. And so we would go in and meet with them weekly. And as a result, in some cases, they said that 90% of the kids' grades improved and discipline behavior decreased. So we have a pretty effective history in Snellville and in Gwinnett. It's just unfortunate that the quote-unquote budget was cut. And you have a program where the actual principals and vice principals are telling you that you have a 90% success rate with the kids who, these are a lot of young black males and Hispanic males who are getting kicked out of school. You have a 90% success rate with getting them to turn around, and then coincidentally the budget is cut. that's just one of the challenges that we have, but that's a little bit about our program. We're not just working in Gwinnett. We go wherever we can go, wherever there's a need, if people call on us.
Well, I tell you what, this is what we all need to do, is everyone step up to the plate, as far as especially during this particular week. And although, you know, I gotten a lot of information from Hosea Feed the Hungry, Give Hunger the Boot is doing something every. Now, let me ask you, Dave, because we're going on Give Hunger the Boot, and for like Larry, okay, and like other leaders in the around Gwinnett County, they need. Can you give that contact information for them to say, hey, what do we need to do? What can we do in our organization to expand Give Hunger the Boot into Duluth, into Lawrenceville, into the Cap, Latonia, or wherever? Can you give that info?
Sure. We're going to be actually expanding the program. There's an organization called the Gwinnett Municipal Association, and late this year, early next year, we're going to be expanding the program and have individual cities put their own programs together. And,
yeah.
and this will be the Gwinnett Municipal Association version of Give Hunger the Boot. But I think it's really important for people, wherever they are, to keep an eye out for their local co-ops, see wherever they can assist. My phone number is 770-262-2115, and if anybody would like some information or some guidance, I'd be happy to provide it to them. And one thing that I know a lot of people do is they will look for these buy one, get one free sales. And what they do is they buy one for themselves and they get one free, they donate to the co-op. So that's a real easy way to do it. A lot of people also just look for these specials and go out and when, as an example, Kroger has turkeys on special, they'll go out and buy one or two just to donate to the co-op. And I think those kinds of things just make it easy. And hopefully when you walk into a store and you hear or see buy one, get one free, that puts you in mind of saying, hey, I can do that and I can give the free one to somebody who's truly in need. And I think that, again, just ramps it up. And something I'd like everybody to be aware of is donations typically rise prior to Thanksgiving and prior to Christmas because people are focused on the holiday season and helping others. The worst time for food co-ops and a variety of other charities is in January because people have been focused on things and they say, well, we gave last month. And last year, the town of Grayson and Snellville had a challenge to see who could raise the most donations. And we did that specifically to address the problems that the co-ops have in January, because right after Christmas, it just seems like the donations just virtually come to a stop.
So well, everybody's overpaid, overspent, you know.
That's the other thing,
I'm
too.
I'm not waiting on my Rolex watch from you, Dave, but the point I'm trying to tell you. He's laughing. Larry, you hear me?
I hear you, man.
No, Tom, I had a Rolex in your name, and I thought this would be much better if I just turned it back in, got my money back, and bought some food. So,
there you go.
Your Rolex is on somebody else's table.
All right. See how things are. That's okay, but isn't that something that we all can do? We all can do just a little something, just a little something. What Dave said, and when you're going to buy, you know, two cans, if it's a three cans, and moreover, to make it easier, if you can go, like Dave has said, we're going to give Dave an opportunity to give the contact information again, just to let you know that your money, even if it's $5 might be able to feed a whole family of four for a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what are we going to do this? But I want to have one other person who's been kind of gnawing at us. 404-441, what are you going to do as volunteer this Thanksgiving week?
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Say hello to Larry and Dave.
Hi, Dave Emanuel, and hi, Larry DeVille.
Hi, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing
now,
great.
What are you? Can you do a lookout lady when you're looking out for the community, when you're trying to do some things that... And this is the kicker, Dave. This is the kicker, Larry, is why don't we go and put in 2 hours at you know, to Give Hunger the Boot location and, you know, allocating and directing people and then, you know, loading the cars to the elderly or bringing food. Trisha, what are you going to do as far as...
Well, Tom... Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. How are you doing? Basically, I have been doing this quite on a consistent basis anyway, so it wouldn't be anything that's like I just do it for 1 month and that's it and I've given my donations. But if you do it on a consistent basis, then it becomes a habit to you. So me personally, just like last month, we fed about 500 people in Atlanta area. So I'll be doing that again. And also, I do want to contribute to Give Hunger the Boot also. So I'll be coming, going to the parade that Friday after Thanksgiving. So, you know, I'm always kind of basically out there giving, you know.
Now, aren't you also doing, like, free haircuts?
Yes, we did haircuts for the men, and we also did hairstyles for the ladies and braiding for the little girls. So we were really good. That was last month, and we do it once a month in Atlanta.
Hey, Tom, let me interrupt. Do you have a 404-539 number on hold?
Yes.
Why don't you switch?
583? 404-583.
Yeah, try
hey,
him.
Dave.
Hey,
Bobby,
Dave.
How are you? Hey, Tom.
Yep. We got Councilman Bobby Howard on.
Bobby Howard!
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what, listen, you know, oh, good God. Note to self, I can't have powerful women or men on my show.
Hey,
that's
really
not happening. Anyway, hey, Bobby, hey, thanks for taking time out. I was looking at your number, I'm saying, I know that number, but I couldn't kind of figure it out. Talk to us a little bit about what can we do in Gwinnett County, around Metro Atlanta, around the Thanksgiving time to help, moreover than anyone, our town, which is our town, if you're concerned about our women, our children, our seniors, our country's communities, and our country's future. As a citizen and as a councilman of Greater Snellville, tell us something, what we should do this week.
Well, I think the first thing is I think you have to make whatever it is you want to do a priority. If you don't make it a priority, it's never going to happen. And what Dave and Kathy Emanuel have done is that they have made Give Hunger the Boot a priority for them, and they make time to effectively talk about it, tell people, you know, anytime they get a chance about it. But I think the key is you have to make it a priority. If you do not do that, then you'll effectively do nothing. But make something a priority, whether it's Give Hunger the Boot, whether it's, you know, going down to the food pantry, whether it's going to check on the elderly, make it at the top of your list, and you'll find a way to get it done. To me, it's that simple.
And I think that's a very valid point. And unfortunately, it seems very often people just don't have the time, and they really do. It's just, I think we all have a tendency to get focused on our own issues. And I remember when my kids were in school, we'd go to the Girl Scout meeting, and we'd go to the PTA meeting, and we'd see the same people. And it seemed like some people have time for everything, other people have time for nothing. And I think it's just a matter of saying, this is something that I want to do, I need to do to help somebody else. And as Bobby says, you make it a priority and you do it.
Well, let me just say this to you. This is the thing is, as a grown-up, you're either too young to know or too old to care. Racial tones of myself, it was sometimes that you ask your grandmother when you were little, and you asked her something. You get outside, get inside or outside. And, you know, you were like, I'm asking a question, who is Bobby? Who is Dave? And are they my cousins? Guess what? This is the thing what I'm trying to tell you, and I can be politically incorrect, and I hope you all listen and understand what I'm sharing with you, is that it doesn't mean anything because we don't see anything as far as leaders in Snellville and Gwinnett County. It's not the hue of your color, of your skin. But the thing is that you're either too young to know or too old to care. Because once you're 16 and you got a girlfriend or you're playing sports, your grandmom asks you, "Will you want to come out and see me?" You have things to do. So it's a lot of things that we talk about, but this is the Thanksgiving. This is the holiday season. This is the time that you really need need to kind of sit down with your grandma and ask her, how did she behave when she was 10 years old, like you are today? How did she do some things that you need to do in your own future? This is the holiday seasons and the seasons of gathering information as far as the generations that have gone to pass. You got to own up to not only helping people, but help yourself know your past and your community service and your family. Sorry about that.
Well, I think we're on to something. If we can just get some people motivated and get their priorities set, I think we'll be able to help a lot more people in the area. And hopefully the day's coming when we're looking at fewer and fewer people needing help, not more and more people. And that's only going to come through everybody working together to try to help anybody they can in whatever way they feel is most appropriate and they can deal with the best.
Thank you so much, Dave. Mr. Howard.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to ask your elders when you go to Thanksgiving about a recipe of a sweet potato pie? What are you going to ask them about? Some of the things that they maybe asked ladies that they did when they were, you know, coming, you know, in the Gwinnett County. What are some of the three questions that you maybe ask, Snell City Council, and to bring the family around, you know, circle the wagons? Dave, you too. What are three questions that you can ask your family members this Thanksgiving?
Well, what have you done for somebody else today?
There you go. Okay. There you go. I knew Bobby was going to get it. Dave's going to get it.
Well, I'd have to ask the same question, is what have you done to help somebody besides yourself? And I think that can take any number of aspects, because there are so many options. It's really sad sometimes you look at some of the stuff on social media, and whether it's helping animals, whether it's helping people, whether it's helping our veterans, the needs far outweigh the supply of assistance. So I think there are just tremendous opportunities, and I would say if you haven't helped somebody, why not? And fortunately, we know a lot of people who don't need help, and if you don't need help, then you should be helping somebody else.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are two of the Snellville top. I mean, these are great men moving around. I don't need no big truck when I got Dave and Bobby Howard. hey, Trisha Bailey.
Yes.
Do you think I need any kind of mules when I got the two grown men who's making paths in Gwinnett County?
No, it looks like you got everything you need, Tom. You're all right. I think you're straight.
Well, I'm not okay, but Gwinnett County, Snellville is, you know, looking on positive pasture. I'm just a man will put here on God's green earth to share his love. And with Bobby and Dave help, I think we can share the seeds of hope. And obviously, no, what is going on? Tell me when the lighting of the Christmas tree going on, Dave. Or is it going to be?
That's going to be the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend.
So it's going to be next Saturday.
Right, and we have quite a variety of attractions going on. We have the lighting of the Christmas tree. There's a lighted parade, and there'll be some things for kids to do, so it'll be a great family outing.
You know, Katie Deals, did she make communication with you?
Not yet.
Okay, well, you know, there's a lot of events. Mr. Howard, is there anything going on this week you can touch on?
Well, this week's going to be kind of quiet. I mean, just everybody's going to hopefully have an enjoyable Thanksgiving, a safe holiday, and, you know, just remember the idea that, you know, give thanks. I think we can give thanks every day. And, you know, of course, I fail miserably at that sometimes. But it's something we should always try to do.
Mr. Howard, can you give your contact information? And Dave, we're going to back off of this show. Thank you both for being on my show, because you know what? It's very important for me to be able to reach out and talk to some of the leaders of our community, and not for me to take credit of what I'm trying to do. It's about the credit of what we're trying to make our community to become. Mr. Howard, can you give your contact information?
Sure. Bobby Howard at Snellville.org. Our cell phone is 404-583-1099.
Dave?
Sure. You can reach me at demanuel@snellville.org or through my cell phone, which is 770-262-2115.
Well, thank you so much. But the most important thing, obviously, that I guess was now is the BDT Express. And can't forget about Tom Witts. You know, your show's been going crazy, you know, but it's about the positiveness going on in Snellville and Gwinnett County. Couldn't do it without Dave Emanuel. Couldn't do it without the unity of, you know, Christy and, you know, all the other individuals on the council with Tom Witts as concerned with Snellville. And for us to kind of make a change and try to do things to do something. But we all have the ability to agree to disagree. And that is a beautiful thing. We won't get along. You understand how we can't get along. And if you need any media exposure and need any, you know, any upcoming community events, please contact me or refer me. My name is Tom Livesey. Tom, TOMLIVSEY. And you know, just listen to it and, you know, refer me. But as closing out, who's cooking, who's carving the turkey? Is it going to be Bobby or is it going to be Dave?
Well, I'm
probably
not
going to
be Dave. No, I'm not going to be. I'm going to have somebody else carve the turkey because we're going to my daughter's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Bobby, are you carving turkey?
Probably not. Probably not. We got a few things planned to do some stuff. Do some stuff.
Hey, look, when you get three grown men scared of a knife, then we still got some time. Offers. But thank you all so much for being on the show, okay?
All right, guys.
Thank
you.
Thank you all.
Dave, thanks for everything you do, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same
thank
to you.
Dave.
Thank
you, Bobby.
Good night.
Be careful. Good night.